Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Sheir should be a special schuss for my mirror, so she yichu, schuss chayo fega fega, that's been chal at Spasia, social for Israel. With the Gemara and Yisechus Bavakama, we've been discussing if you're based on the base, brings Rabbi Yossi Aharon Glili, who holds that Kochim Kalim, it's Malan Bailam. The Gemara says, Ki Amar B'Yosi Aglili Mechayim. So when is it your Maman? That's only when the animal is alive. Aval Acher Shchita, but after the Shchita of the animal, even Rabbi Yosi Aglili Moide, Techika Zochu Mishochim Gavoa Kazoch. That when the person is Zoche, he's Zoche from Shochim Gavoa, and it's not his. And therefore at that point, after it's already Alach HaShchita, one can no longer be Makadish and Isha, and that's why the Mishnah says that if one is Makadish, Bechelko, that he was Makabo from the carbon, whether it's Kachi Kachim or Kachim Kam, she's not Makudeshes, because it's not his, even Yossi Aglili will agree with that. If Yossi Aglili said it's Mamun Bailam, it's when the carbon is still alive. And in such an instance, there he holds that, like we learned earlier in the Gemara, that if you have an animal that's hekdesh and somebody damages it, he has to pay. If we're talking about an animal that's a mamon hejit, we're talking about kochim kalim, he has to pay. It's talking about when it's still alive. And it's also Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as the Gemara brings the Gabe Meila, the Gabe swearing falsely about Pikodin, he's a Mala Mal Bashem. He did something treacherous to Hashem, and that includes Kachim Kalam, that if somebody's Mafkid, then his Kachim Kalam made a Chaver, and the Nifka was Mafkid, his Kaifer, and his Pikodin, and he was Mekayim Dvar of Bishvur, and afterwards he admitted that he had sworn falsely, he has to pay Keren Chaymish. So why? Hi, it says Amito, Kichesh Bamito. The answer is this is Amito, because it's Memona Shel Adam, it's really the person's money. This is Malam al Bashem is Lavas Kachim Kalim, which is Bashem, but it's also the person's money. It's both. Atkan, Tamsis Tidrei Gemara, Ashi says something very interesting. Ashi says, Mechayim, what does it mean, Mechayim? That it belongs to him. Shachrayis hu alav. Achrayis is on him. Rashash asks, Lefize, Udafka bom haray alai. So if it's true that the word is that Mechaim, it's yours, only because you have a chrayis, that's only if it's a neder. If you say a re'alai, not a re'zu, we don't see such a chiddush. Rasha says maybe what it means is kavanas achrayis havasam lazar. Doesn't mean achrayis that if the animal gets lost, then you have to replace it, because that only applies to an eder, not an edava. And this din that Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that kochim kalim yours applies to an edava. Therefore, pshat is, what does mean achrayis? Means have asam lazar. The Rosh Hashanah, you have to bring it to the azar. But you have to be metapel ad sheyikrivu. Not that you have to replace it, you have to take care of it until you're sacrificing it. Rashi is a lashon achrayis hu alav. So that's more mashma that the achrayis is that you have to replace it. Not like the Rishash says. So haju kushi l'duchta, it's only shaykh b'aray alai, not a rizu. It's only shaykh by neder, not an edava. Kacha makalam are yours even by an edava. It says, Marina Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba Zatzal, even after the shiur of Rabbi Abba. Siyat Dishmaya. Deina Kavana Mishum Sada Achrayus Choshev Memono. It's not pshat that because of Achrayus, because he's responsible for it, it's considered his mom. Why? Because we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. Dara Golem, the moment Gemamin Dam. It's something that causes, that you're responsible for, that would cost you money, it would cause a monetary expenditure. It's like it's here, it belongs to you. No, no, no. That doesn't, the fact you have a chrayas in this carbon doesn't make it yours. So we don't hold Dabra Gar and the Mamun Kamam Dam. Maybe according to Reb Shimon, even Kalche Kalchim will be Mamona because you're chayiv b'achrayas. We don't paskin like that. Not only that, Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns from a pasuk that it's mamon bialim, like we see in the Gemara. And if it's mishum goram the mamon k'mamon dami, then what do we have to come on to the pasuk? We have the klav kol goram k'mamon k'mamon dami. So what Rashi is doing is he's explaining the chiluk between menchayim and la'achar shchita. The chiluk is that after shchita, the carbon is shayich. That after Shchita, the carbon is shayach to the Mizbeach. The Mechayim, even though it's still a chetz of a carbon, but it's not shayach yet to the Mizbeach. That's the chiluk between Mechayim, it's yours, and Machar Shchita. Achar Shchita is shayach to the Mizbeach. Mechayim, it's not shayach to the Mizbeach. And Rashi is machriach this chiluk, and the fact that we see that Mechayim, there's a chiyuv achrayus, in other words, b'harei alai. You see that mechayim is a chiyuv achrayus, but la'achar shchita is no chiyuv achrayus. And that's because the chiyuv achrayus is only till it's shayach to mizbeach, but after shchita, it's already shayach to mizbeach. Chiyuv achrayus is only until it's shayach to mizbeach, before it's shayach to mizbeach. Once Shayat and Mizbech, you no more Achrayis, Mishulchan Gavoka, Zachin Achad Bachrayis. So this is Megala. You're right, Rashi is bringing an example of a Nedim. Rashi is showing what's the word of Nechilik between Mechaim and Achar Shchita. Mechaim is not Shayat and Mizbech, Achar Shchita is Shayat and Mizbech. And the Rai is, when we're dealing with a Nedim, if he loses it, he's still responsible to replace it afterwards. That shows that until Shchita, it's not Shayat and Mizbech yet. So we're learning a davar also. Until Shechit is not shayach to Mizbech, even though it doesn't have to be replaced. And since we see that after Shechit, it's shayach to the Mizbech, Memela, Sai Baharei Elai, Sai Baharei Zu. It's not shayach to the Mom Balam anymore, because this Mom is already shayach to the Mizbech. So that possibly is Shad and Rashi. And Rashi says, Achrayas is just bringing an example from the Nether. But since it's a Yezach Rais to replace it, it must be that it's not Shach yet to the Mizbech. And therefore it could be considered Maman Hedyot, Maman Bailam, and Huadin. And the Dove is also Maman Bailam, because it's not Shach to the Mizbech yet. Mashin came Lachar Shchita. Okay, we in another Shir, we in another Mahalach in Rashi. So the Rashash, so the Nev Shir, we saw another Mahalach in Rashi. Baruch Hashem B'siyat HaDishmai, now we have another Mahalach in Rashi. Tzeis, Simon Tov Vov, Sif Kotten Aleph, asks, and that the Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Kachim Kalam is Mamun Bailim. Says the Tzeis, Omnam Kashili, Bahadim Ashmi, Bekidush, and Afnim Bezam Bez, Lav Yossi, Amakadish, Be Kachim Kalim, Nechayim, Mekudeshes, Lavalei Mamun Bailim. It's difficult for me, it's Mashmi, the Sugi, and Kiddushin. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, somebody's Mekadish, Bokachim Kalim, Mechaim, she's Mekudeshes, because it's Mamun Bailim. We see that in our Sugi also. Kehim Dasar Ba'anah Min HaTorah, Hechim Mekadish Bo'zisha, Dasar Ba'anah. Dasar Ba'anah, are you Mekadish a woman with Kachim Kalim? Right, there's no Me'ilah, but it's still Dasar Ba'anah. How's this different from Mekadish Bo'ol of Akilei HaKerem? Orlan Kilei HaKerem, you're not allowed to be Mekadish with. Mishnah and Kiddushin. 56b. So why are you allowed to be Makadish with Kachim Kalim, which also is Asurbana for you? So it says the Ktsos, maybe you can say that Olin Kele Akerim, a woman doesn't have any Hana from Shein Kachim Kalim, there's Hana after Shchit and Arba Avodis, and therefore you can be Makadish a woman with it, because there's eventual Hana, wherever in place in Avodah Zarah, and 62a, Dibur Maaseh B'Dameihem. You see, not like that. Because they ask about Makadish Borla, Ephron Mutter. The ashes are Mutter, so why can't you, you can get Hana? And Tosus answers, no, there has to be, Hana now, like Stay Ephron. The Kesef of Stay Ephron is Hana now. What's happening later doesn't count. Since it's Asur B'Hana now, it can't be Makadish. How are you Makadish with Kachim Kalam, which are Asur B'Hana? Another kash is Aikur de Milsa, the Rav Yossi says, Amala Mal Bashem, the Rav is Kachim Kalam. Somebody who's Mafkid Ben Mishlam Eitz Lachaver, a Kofar of Nishba Vahida. Ruven gives Shimon a Ben Mishlam, and Shimon denies it, swears that Elaine is, Elaine Ruven's, and then admits it, so he's got to pay Karen Chay Mishan Hashem. Why would he be Chayiv in his Kfira? Yosef Aglili says, this is only Mechayim that it's Mamin Bayim, Machar, Shechita, Mishulchim, Gavo. And Mechayim, it's Asur Ba'ana, Amin HaTorah. And this is Asur Ba'ana, there's no Kfiris Mamin. We see in Maruba. Kherim Neshechat Raporta Asura, Vesu La'ab Demari Katava. Once it's Asur Ba'ana, it's not yours anymore. So there's no Kfiris Mamin. Can't say that the Shimer is being kofer the mammon here. Because he says, that's Asur B'Hana, so that's not considered mammon. And also Shlomim Sheziku, for carbon Shlomim is Mazik. So you collect from the flesh, the Nizik collects from the flesh. We see in our Sigat 13a. But why are the Bailim is Chayiv and mammon of Isuli Hana? How can the Bailim be Mischayiv for the Shlomim Sheziku? Suri Hana, not their mammon. So we have to, the Tzarechi and Kereis Ad Kan Lashayim. So in a previous year, we saw Teretz Tzedek Tzais. Now we're going to say it's phallus. Again, from Reina Barbeinu Rebbe Yavam. But by Kachim Kalim, Sisi's going to have the Basar afterwards. Mitzan HaMamon Bailim Shel Achshav L'Hochi Choshev Memoinu L'Kadish Bo'as Isha L'Kfiris Momen L'Len Ezekim. This is going to have the busser afterwards. Because it's the mamon bailim of now. Now it's mamon bailim. And the male is going to get the busser afterwards. This is considered Mamona, Lakadish is Aisha. It's Mamona for Kfirat's Mammon. It's Mammon for Nezikin, all the kashas of the Ktos. How do you consider this as Mammon? The answer is because afterwards he's going to be able to eat the Basa. That's what makes it his Mammon. And what about the kashas of the Ktos? Is Suwe Hana? Even though Ephron Mutter, it's not considered your Mammon. Afterwards the Ephron is going to be Mutter? No. It's different. There's no heter for the Yisra now. That Ephron's mutter is because it's not the same chayfetz that was answered before. But here, Gavei Kol ben Arayi Yisra Hanah Shabo Mitzad Din Adin Kol ben Shabo B'Karvan Gufa Reyesh Din Shu Amid La'Kor B'Shachar Kach Yochlo Ba'al Mitz HaBasar. Why is this Asur B'Hana? Because the carbon. But Mitzad the carbon, he can eat the Basar. So males considered he can get Hanah from this object. So they had their basar of afterwards is a din in the Isser Hanav now. It's asavana now, because it's mutter afterwards, meaning for the same reason. What's the reason? Because it's a carbon. So it's going to be asur now and mutter later. Since by the isur hana itself, munach, selikt, as they say in Spanish, it's encapsulated in the isur hana, the achilas basar of afterwards. In other words, it's us. Asar b'ana now because it's a carbon, which means you're allowed to eat the basar afterwards. So this is considered mamona. But Ephron mutter is a different vort. Ephron mutter is it's a different item. Right now it's orla, it's a fruit, and the afer is ashes. It's something different, so that you can't be makadish mitzad the ashes of later. But here it's the same carbon. Mitzad that it's a carbon. It's asar b'ana. Mitzad it's a carbon. You're allowed to eat it afterwards. So that's enough of ana. You give me makadish and isha. In this teretz, the Shaykh Ibn Divrei Rashi in our sugya, the Ramaskha Balacha Shchita, that after Shchita, even the chelik of the Bailim is not Memona. Because Mishulchan Gavoa Kazacho. Seder, it's Mishulchan Gavoa. So, this Chusachila that he's going to have afterwards is Mitzalah Din Mamun Bailim Sheish Lo Mechayim. So he does have a Din Mamun Mechayim. Because of that, he's going to have a Chusachila afterwards, even though it's Mishulchan Gavoa. But right now, it's Mamun Bailim. The Melech can be Makadish and Isha. So, Sof Dover, I call Nishma that this Kachim Kalim is Mamun. Can't compare it to Isra Anah, where the Afer is something different than the item that was Asur B'Anah, but this is the same carbon. So it's Mamun Bailim. He's afterwards, he's going to have his chus in the basar. So maybe it could be Makadish and Isha. Gevaldik. There's obviously a ton more to say. So please stay tuned. Mitzvah Shem. Shbizach to continue. And Shalom, Shalom, Svidis.